look at 1 John, and the message is so important tonight. I want to preach to you this evening, this afternoon, about walking in close fellowship. Walking in close fellowship with the Lord. Let's read here, and we'll stand to read it. 1 John chapter 1, and we'll begin by reading verses 1 to 7. 1 John chapter 1, and we'll read verses 1 to 7. The Bible says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. Talking about Christ. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I ask you to speak to our hearts in this time and stir our hearts, stir us up, Father, to walk with you, to be close with you, to have the type of relationship with you that you desire and seek from every one of us. In Christ's name I pray, amen. You can be seated. One truth that is obvious when a person begins to read through the book of 1 John is that abiding in Christ or walking in close fellowship with Jesus Christ is one of the keys to having deep joy in the Christian life. That's an obvious. You begin to read through 1 John, and there's words like abide or abiding or abideth that you'll see several times, and the word fellowship that is mentioned again a few times here in the book of 1 John. We see that the writer John, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote to God's children, both in the epistle of 1 John and also in the Gospel of John. He wrote to them, emphasizing the importance of believers having a deep and abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. It's vital that we allow God's word to abide in us and that we abide in Christ. We know that from John 15, and we'll look there in a little bit. It's a necessity that we walk in close fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a close relationship with him because we're saved. If you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we become the children of God. We become the sons of God. We're adopted into the family of God. And so we're the children of God. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. God the Father becomes our heavenly Father, and we're adopted into God's family. But a sinful life can hinder us from having a close fellowship with the Lord. You know, that it can't change the relationship. You're God's son or you're God's child, but it can hinder a fellowship with the Lord. Walking in darkness, we see from 1 John here, can hinder us from having a close fellowship with Christ. Lack of communication, of course, is another thing that can hinder us from having a close relationship. Just like in a relationship, if we never talked to one another, our relationship would not be close. If I had a wife, and I do, and we never talked to each other, we were married 16 years and never talked to each other, we wouldn't have much of a fellowship. We wouldn't have much of a relationship. You know, fellowship is maintained and built and grows even by communicating, by talking to each other. And if we're not communicating with our Lord, if we're not spending time with the Lord in prayer, speaking to him, if we're not spending time in his word and allowing him to speak to us, then we cannot possibly have a close relationship with Jesus Christ. So we want to talk about this tonight, a few truths about walking in close fellowship with Christ. Walking in close fellowship with Christ. Let's go back to John 15, and we'll look at one thing there, one or two things there, and then we're going to end up back in the epistle of 1 John. So you found it, the Gospel of John, chapter number 15. You got it? Open your Bible there. And John chapter 15. John chapter 15 and verse number 1. John 15 and verse 1. The Bible says this: I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. So number one tonight is this: walking in close fellowship with Jesus will cause you to bear fruit. Walking in close fellowship with Jesus will cause you to bear fruit. We've even kind of started getting into that in Sunday school this morning. We're talking about bearing the fruit of the Spirit. And if a person doesn't abide in the vine, a branch is not abiding in the vine, it won't produce that fruit. We have to abide in Christ. We have to be in close fellowship with Jesus Christ. And that'll help us to bear fruit. Do we want to bear spiritual fruit in our life? Of course you do. We all do. And walking in close fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ is the way to do that. We won't produce the fruits of the Spirit. We won't produce love and joy and peace and long-suffering, any of those things, if we're not walking in close fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Second thing I want you to see is this: walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to have joy. It will help you to have joy. John 15, it continues on and teaches us that abiding in Christ or walking in close fellowship with your Lord Jesus is a key to having fullness of joy. Look on and keep reading there in John chapter 15 and verse 9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. We won't have a true and deep abiding joy in our lives apart from a deep and abiding relationship with Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. Let's go back to 1 John, and you can see it there as well. He writes about it here in the Gospel of John, but he writes about it also back in the epistle of 1 John chapter 1 there. We read it in a verse already, 1 John chapter 1. But notice what it says in verse 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Written from the perspective of us having fellowship with God the Father and having fellowship with God's Son. It says, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, with his Son Jesus Christ. Verse 4, and these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. So John, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, talks of that fellowship and that closeness and that abiding relationship being with God the Father and being with God the Son, and says, we're writing this unto you because that's the way to have joy. That's the way to have abiding joy. That's the way to have fullness of joy. That's the way for your joy to be abundant and to be full. Walk in a close relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We won't know true joy apart from the Lord. This world can give us a lot of things that can bring us a certain kind of happiness, but true joy will come from the Lord Jesus Christ and walking in a close relationship with him. We need to stay close to him. We know it's true that when we get away from him, we lose joy. We lose joy. And you need to walk in a close relationship with the Lord. Okay, so walking in close fellowship with Jesus, I said two things so far. Number one, it'll help you to bear what? Fruit. Very good. You're an intelligent bunch tonight. Number two, it'll help you to have what? Joy. Not a put-on joy, not a fake joy, a real joy. So number one, it'll cause you to bear what? Fruit. We don't want you to go asleep, so you need to respond and interact and look up the verses this afternoon. It'll cause you to bear fruit. Number two, it'll help you to have joy. Very good. Number three, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will keep you in the light. It will keep you in the light. You're going to want to remember these. Let's look at 1 John 1 and verse 5. 1 John 1 and verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. Walking in the light is the safest place to walk. Walking in the light is the safest place to walk, right? Walking in the dark, you're more likely to stumble. Walking in the dark, you're more likely to run into things. Walking in the dark, you're more likely to be in trouble. When we're in the light, we will see the way more clearly. You know, and we talked even in another lesson last Sunday about how the Word of God is light for us and so on. But listen, you walk in a close relationship with the Lord, walking close fellowship with the Lord, and you're maintaining a good relationship with Him, of course, through praying and spending time in the Word of God, you'll be staying in the light. You will be in the light. Walking in close fellowship with Him will help you to be in the light. People who walk close to the Lord, you know what? They tend to make better decisions. People who walk close to the Lord, they're making better choices. Because people who walk close to the Lord, they'll have more wisdom. They'll have better understanding. They'll have better discernment. Why? Because they're close to the Lord. And because they're close to the Lord, they're in the light. They'll see things more clearly than someone who's just in the darkness, walking in darkness. So walking in close fellowship with Jesus is important and helpful because it will keep you in the light. It'll keep you in the light. Let's review, okay? Number one, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will cause you to bear what? Fruit. Remember, He is the vine, we are the branches. There needs to be some branches bearing fruit. Why? Because you're abiding in Christ. You're in a close fellowship with Him. You will bear fruit. Number two, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to have joy. Very good. Number three, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will keep you in the light. Right, in the light. Number four, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to be like Jesus. Walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to be like Jesus Christ. Now, Eric, wouldn't you like to be like Jesus Christ? Yeah. You know how to become like Jesus? Walk with Jesus. Get close to Jesus. You know what? You become like those that you spend a lot of time with. We had some friends in Bible college, my wife and I did, that, you know, we were... you know, dating there through a couple years of Bible college and then engaged and so on. And one time they said to us, they said, "You're so much like brother and sister." And they didn't mean it in a bad way, but because we were, you know, you start to act alike and you talk alike. You find that sometimes married couples, they start to think alike after they've been married a long time and talk alike and different things. You become like those you spend time with. That's why many people in a family will many times be alike in many ways, because that's who they're spending time with. You spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be more like Him. We spend time with Jesus and we'll be more like Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 6. Can you see it there? 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 6. You better always find it in case I ask you to read it. It says, "He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked." You say you abide in Christ, and you're close to Christ, then you ought to be walking even as he walked. And the truth is, you will. You will. The reality is, when someone's not walking close to the Lord, is when they'll not be walking like he walked. They'll not live like he lives. But someone who will work diligently to maintain a close walk with the Lord and a close relationship with the Lord, and they'll abide in Christ, then you will become like Christ. Amos 3:3 says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Listen, you walk together with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you walk in close fellowship with the Lord, and you abide in Christ, you'll become more like Jesus Christ. You'll become more like Him. I'll become more like Him. The closer we get to Jesus, the more we walk with Jesus, the more time we spend with Jesus, the more like Jesus Christ we're going to become. Walking in close fellowship will help you to become like Jesus Christ. Let's review. Number one, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will cause you to bear fruit. Number two, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to have joy. Number three, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will keep you in the light. Good. Number four, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to be like Jesus Christ. Very good. Number five, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to overcome sin. Walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to overcome sin. Look at the verse here, 1 John 2 and verse 14. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 14. It says, I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. We will have strength to overcome the temptations of the wicked one if we're abiding in Christ and allowing God's word to abide in us. You know, John 15 tells us a lot about that, abiding in Christ and letting God's word abide in us. And when it abides in us, what does the Bible tell us to do? Hide God's word in my heart, that I might not sin against thee? Listen, you let God's word abide in you, it'll help you to overcome sin. We will have the strength to overcome the temptations of the wicked one when we're abiding in Christ and allowing God's word to abide in us. But we'll be weak against Satan's devices, and we'll be weak against Satan's snares if we're not spending time with the Lord and if we're not filling our heart and mind with the word of God. Abide in Christ and abide in God's word and let God's word abide in you. Have that close relationship with the Lord and let God's word be in you, and you will have the strength to overcome sin. Look what it says in chapter 3 and verse 6. Chapter 3 and verse 6. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. If we are living in sin, it's because we don't know the Lord like we should. If we're living in sin, it's because we're not walking in close fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So walking in close fellowship will help you to overcome sin. Let's review. You're doing good, class. Number one, walking in close fellowship will cause you to bear what? Fruit on your branches, spiritual fruit in your Christian life. Number two, walking in close fellowship will help you to have joy. Very good. Number three, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will keep you in the light. Very good. Number four, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to be like Jesus. Number five, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to overcome sin. Help you to overcome sin. Good. Number six, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to not be ashamed at the second coming of Christ. And we'll look at some verses for this. Walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to not be ashamed at the second coming of Christ. Look what it says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. 1 John 2, 24. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. There's a lot about, you know, that relationship with the Lord, about us abiding in Christ, letting Christ abide in us, letting God's word abide in us. It says, let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. Again, remember, we go back to chapter 1. It's that fellowship and that abiding relationship needs to be with God the Father and God the Son. He says, and this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Look what it says in verse 28, chapter 2, verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him. He says, abide in him. Little children, abide in him. All of us, little children of God, abide in him. That when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. We are more concerned with righteous living when we're walking in his presence. You need to think about that. Think about that. And remember, that is so true. We are more concerned with righteous living when we're walking in his presence. Now, let's be honest. Let's think about it in our homes and in our lives, right? BJ, Eric, any one of you. When you're doing something that you maybe weren't supposed to do, and then mom and dad walk into the room, what happens? We put the book away and we do what we're supposed to do, right? Now, isn't it true with every one of you? And we've got seven kids, so we see it happen all the time. You know, maybe little Stevie's been doing something, or he was touching something or wanting to get into something that he wasn't supposed to. Or he was wanting to go, and he's thinking about touching the computer, and he knows he shouldn't. And you speak his name, and he jumps, because he knows you're there. And he knows that you're watching. And know what? Big kids do it too. And all of us do it too. If we get caught doing something that we shouldn't be doing, and someone walks into the room, and we know now that we're in their presence, we jump. And we flinch, and we're guilty. We are more concerned with righteous living when we're walking in the presence of God. Every one of us, when we know that someone's watching, someone's with us, you know, our parents or our authority or our God. If we would start living like God's sitting right there with us, I guarantee you we'd all live a little differently than what we do. We would all be better Christians than what we are. We'd be more righteous and more holy and more pure in our living if we thought every day and all the time that Jesus is sitting right there with us. We'd be careful about the attitude we have. We'd be careful about how we responded. We'd be more careful about the words that we said. We'd be more careful about the things that we watched. We'd be more careful about what we were doing. I mean, everything. Everything about our life would become more pure and more righteous if we truly thought of Christ is with us all the time. Now, you know why people too often don't think about Christ being with them all the time? Because they're not thinking of Christ. And because they're not talking to Christ much. Because they're not spending much time with Christ. The person who's spending much time with the Lord Jesus Christ and truly walking with the Lord and in a really close relationship and fellowship with the Lord, that person is a whole lot more aware that God is always with them and God is always watching and God is always near us. We are more concerned with righteous living when we've been walking in His presence and abiding in Christ. Look what it says in chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2 and 3. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2 and 3, it says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure." Remember that we're going to stand before God one day and be judged by Him. That's a great motivator to cause us to purify ourselves and make us live right. But the greatest motivation of all towards holiness and righteous living is when we're daily walking in the presence of God. You know, we could be motivated by the fact of a fear of God. One day we will stand before God and we'll be judged by Him. But the greatest motivation of all ought to be that I walked with the Lord today. I walked with the Lord this morning. I spent time with God and I spent time in His Word and I've been spending time with God in prayer throughout the day, and that we just have an awareness that God's presence is with us and God is with us and He's in fellowship with us, and I wouldn't want to do anything that would hurt that fellowship. I wouldn't want to do anything to sin against God. Oh, God heard that. Oh, that broke His heart. Oh, God saw me do that. Oh, then you know, we'd be much more aware. We'd be much more concerned with righteousness and right living. Walking in close fellowship will help us. It'll help us to one day not be ashamed at the second coming of Jesus Christ. Let's review. Number one, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will cause you to bear fruit. Number two, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to have joy. Number three, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will keep you in the light. Good. Number four, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to be more like Jesus Christ. Number five, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to overcome sin. We'll be stronger if we're walking in a close fellowship with Him, but weak if we're not walking with Him. Weak against temptation and so on, against the wicked one. Number six, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to not be ashamed at the second coming of Christ. Help you to not be ashamed. Number seven, and this is the last one, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will keep your heart revived. Let's look back at Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Don't fade out now. You're doing good. You're doing good. Luke 24. Luke chapter 24 and verse number 27. Luke chapter 24, and let's begin reading there. Pick up the story. And we know that there were some disciples. There were some men that were walking with Jesus. And at first, they weren't even aware that it had been Jesus. Eventually, he made himself known to them. And look what it says, Luke 24. You got your Bible open. You're reading there in Luke 24 and verse 27. It says, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, 'Abide with us.'" Jesus would have passed on. He would have just kept on going. But they said, "Oh, come, abide with us. Stay with us. Come dwell with us. For it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" These men, they realized that they knew it. And they said, "Didn't our heart just burn with us? When we were walking with Jesus, when he was expounding unto us, when he was teaching us the scriptures, hey, when we had that close walk and that fellowship, that time with Jesus Christ, oh, how it helped us. It kept our heart burning. Our heart burning." Walking with the Lord will help you to keep your heart warm towards the things of the Lord. Walking with the Lord will help you to keep your heart warm towards the things of the Lord. Walking with the Lord, look here, will help to keep your heart on fire and your heart alive and your heart excited about the things of God. When people stop loving the things that Jesus loves, it's a sure sign that they've not been walking with the Lord. If we're not loving the things that Jesus loves, hey, listen, it's a sign we've not walked with the Lord. Because if we're walking with the Lord, our heart's going to burn. Our heart's going to be revived. Our heart's going to burn for the things that God's heart burns for. Our heart's going to love the things that God loves. Walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help to keep your heart revived. Help to keep your heart revived. Let's review, and we'll be done. Here we go. Number one, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will cause you to bear fruit. Good. Number two, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to have joy. Walking in close fellowship with Jesus will keep you in the light. Good. Number four, walking in close fellowship will help with Jesus will help you to be more like Jesus. Number five, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to overcome sin. You'll have the strength to overcome the wicked one. But if we're not walking close to the Lord, we won't. We'll struggle with sin and temptation. Number six, here's where I tricked you before, messed you up. Number six, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help you to not be ashamed at the second coming of Christ. Good. Number seven, walking in close fellowship with Jesus will help to keep your heart revived. Help to keep your heart revived and keep your heart warm and keep your heart on fire and keep your heart excited about the things of God. And we need that. We need a heart that's excited and on fire for God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd help us to take this truth and keep it in our hearts and minds. Let the truth now of the preaching of your word, let it abide in us, strengthen us, and help us, Lord. May we all develop a closer walk with you. A closer relationship with you. Help us to be walking in close fellowship with you every day.